Was that correct? You think that was 100%?
I know it was. I saw it.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you saw it? I didn't see. I had not seen it.
Yeah.
You lied. You just trying to boost my confidence this morning at 10:16.
I swear to God.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Boy, you better quit playing.
I'm dead serious.
That's exactly how
that
it happened.
That is exactly.
I literally was on ESPN, Serna, and I just read emotions flare between Durant and Green and lost. That's Draymond and KD. And Vern said, who do you think calmed who down? I said, oh, Boogie got to Draymond. And then I said, Iggy?
Just ruined one of my news flashes. Thanks.
I didn't ruin it. We can still talk about it. I know you only have a few.
I don't know. It was pretty thin today.
Shut up. Good.
Not a lot of time.
Remember today, Tuesday morning.
All right.
Tuesday morning donuts coming up at 12:15. So don't want to miss that. We'll see if Serta can blow it again today. LA, like that should be a go today, right? Los Angeles, Tuesday morning, like that should be a go.
Why right. Do you say with any confidence?
It feels like LA should be one of the. Now I know Boston didn't work, and it's where it is. So you're right. I don't know.
Started in Boston.
It's like when people answer the phone and they know it's Steve, they just become allergic.
He had the entire state of Arizona.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
and that was a swift offer.
I think it's just the people in Arizona suck.
No argument there.
Well, they only suck towards people who litter criminally. Last night, as you know, I had a wonderful time with my new buddy, Therese Paler, and Dusty was there too. He was the third wheel at our date. We had a great time at Monday Night Raw. Shout out Becky Lynch. But then they panned the camera on some of the celebrities in the house. And being that we were in Kansas City, that just literally
means swear to God,
the Kansas
City Chiefs.
If you're
about to say you thought the camera was going to hit you, I'm walking out.
No. I mean, it should have. I mean, but no. Celebrities, of course, that means the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis was there.
I was going to say, was Rob Riggle there?
Tyreek was there.
Eric Stone Street.
And then, of course, Pat's best friend, Derek Jeter, was there.
Who?
What's his name? Garrett Jeter? Garrett?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just call him Derek Jeter.
That's fine.
He was there. And then the man. The man who plays middle linebacker and finds himself 7-8 yards off the ball when he makes tackles. The man who always looks like he's got some wind to catch. 059. Reg Ragland was in the house, who we know is nasty.
I learned a lot about Hitch. Some things I'm not going to tell y'all for the most part. But Hitch is a great person, man. He loves football for the most part. We always talk football once we're here. But once we're out, we always talk about life. And always telling me I need to settle down and quit running in the streets with all these different females and everything. So.
As evidence, we know that Reggie is nasty. And I'm sure there are some wrestling fans out here, and many of you who aren't. Nia Jax, who is, she is all woman, baby.
Say, give me that name one more time.
Nia Jax, look her up. She's got everything that a gentleman can need and more. I have every belief, and I'll go seatbelts. Reggie Ragland was trying to make something happen. She stood in front of him too long in a match. She was standing outside, right directly in front of Reggie. And I swear before God, her head spun around at one point because I believe Reggie was in the nasty zone.
Like in her ear?
There was obviously a barrier between her. But I believe he was saying something to the effect of, all I need is 15 minutes. Seatbelts once again. I believe Reggie was there ready to make it happen.
For the record, the 34-year-old Nia Jax is 6 foot 272.
That's right. cousin of The Rock. She used to be a model. I know a little bit too much about Nia Jax.
Never heard of her.
But her catchphrase, baby, is, I'm not like most girls. And Reggie wanted to know what that was about. I believe in my heart. As I've begun to be focused on Reggie Ragland and watching him try to make that happen. I saw him say something to her whip around the head, that he immediately got on his phone, and I'm like, what's going on? What are we trying to set up?
So at this point, you've quit watching the wrestling.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm in the zone because I can sense nastiness happening.
Sure, you are.
Some people back in my heyday used to call me, I hope my wife's not listening, Mr. Nasty. So I can sense nasty. Before I was the show, I was Mr. Nasty. I can sense nasty. And I don't care how far. I was in the suite. He was on the front row. I don't care how far it was away. I felt it. And I know, I just felt it. And I was just in the zone. Because nothing gets me in the zone more than seeing someone else in a nasty zone. I just wonder what he said to her. What were the lines that he gave her? I'm 6'1".
I think that's the wrong measurement he gave her.
You thought another measurement. Yo, you think he went right on in for the nasty. Yeah, Reggie feels like a guy who's going to throw ultimate haymakers. You ever seen a guy who comes out and just throws ultimate haymakers to just put the ball in your court to let you know his abilities, the things that he's able to do, and if you have expectations, he'll seal the deal for you? Seatbelt to all of this. Maybe Reggie just said, it's nice to meet you. I don't believe so.
I would tell you that things are, they're playing good. I mean, defenses right now are stretched in the National Football League. You're seeing it every week. So to be able to get the pressure that we did on the quarterback, I thought was a huge part of it. Stepping up with big plays when needed, I thought was big again. Do we have plenty of room to grow? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Both sides of the ball, special teams, we can be better here. So we're going to just keep working on that. But I thought our guys were getting after it. You know, you ask a question about our pass production. You could ask the same question. You flip it over and go, wow, they you know, kind of got after their guy a little bit.
That's Andy Reid speaking about something about the offensive line, but also the Chiefs defense mostly. Vern, I want to see the Chiefs put me in a place where I change my thought process about their defense facing elite offenses, right? Because I heard Fesco in the morning, they were discussing this in the last four games. They've given up 17 a game on average. They've turned the ball over more. They've got more pressure on the quarterback. None of those teams were above average at quarterback. Like, I would think the last time they faced a team that was above average at quarterback, does Andy Dalton count?
No.
So you don't count Andy with that. So Brady.
Yeah.
So for
Dalton's
me,
average.
Because for me right now, it is, I saw how they fared against the Chargers, and there was a struggle. And I saw how they fared against the Steelers, and there was a struggle. I saw how they fared against Brady and the Patriots, and there was a huge struggle in those games. They won two out of three of them, but still, when they faced elite offenses, and those really the above-average quarterbacks, not Blake Bortles, not two rookies, not like Case Keenum, like they faced, when they faced that, they have gotten absolutely torched. Now, I want to come into the game and after the game feel, okay, I feel differently about this team when they face elite offense. Now, I don't think they would do this. But if the Chiefs were to go into this game and hold the Rams under 25.
Get real.
Like I said, in my heart, I don't believe that the Chiefs defense is capable of doing that because, one, I haven't seen it. And, two, I just don't believe their personnel lends towards that. But if they were to come in and hold this team under 25, they win this game like 38-25 or whatever, I would completely come right back here Monday and or Tuesday and say, this is not a sham. about what this defense has been the last four games because of the quarterback play they've played. No, they held this offense, which has the best running back in football, one of the one of the best play callers in the league, and a great, well-tuned offense. If they held them under 25, I would come back Tuesday and tell you, yes, I look at this defense completely differently, and I feel much better about a playoff run and a Super Bowl run if they were to hold this offense. Now, do I believe they can? No, but I'm not going to sit here and say if they do, because they have been good. They have been good and better the last 4 weeks. And I think that has to do a lot with the quarterback play and the offenses that they play. But if they come out and prove that against the Rams and hold them to the 25 or lower, then I'd be a damn fool sitting up here and say I would look different.
Yeah, all right. One game offsets what Rivers, what Brady, what Roethlisberger did to him.
Yeah, because it would then be in a line of the games that they played leading up to it. And that would because I do think the pass rush has gotten better. And I would say the secondary has gotten better a lot for the help of the pass rush. So yeah, if they held the Rams to under 25, I think I'd be a fool not to sit here and think there was anything different. You don't believe the same?
No. And I think it's a ridiculous argument to make. That the last 3 minutes, what you just said of if they can hold... I mean, why even put that out there? All right, if Steven Cerda, for the rest of the week, doesn't make a mistake, I'll think he's the best producer at 610 Sports Radio.
I will. And it actually, I think Steve is the best producer at 610 Sports Radio.
And I also don't make mistakes.